It is that time of the week where we speak to our man with his ear to the entertainment ground. It is Wayne's 4x2 pop culture review. Now, particularly in these times of being at home a little more than we normally are, we need something to stream. And also, it will be interesting, Wayne, to get your take on all of the cancellations of shows you obviously head along to a lot. Wayne, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing good, Willie. It is very strange times at the moment. And for sure, it's absolutely hitting the live music scene very hard. I was supposed to see Rhiannon Giddens on Tuesday night, and that was cancelled. And the National next week, and they've postponed their dates to December. So certainly the entertainment industry is, you know, being hit very hard at the moment, which it's understandable, but it's all a bit sad.
I know. And I just keep thinking, wow, how busy are we all going to be when this time comes off?
For sure.
Can you imagine the concerts that we're going to go and see and the travel that we're going to do? But like everyone's now got this kind of forced time of just quiet time.
I mean, there's no real choice, and I think it's the right thing to do. But it is sad for, you know, I feel for all the venues and musicians, and they're doing it really tough. Some of us can sort of still work on, but certainly they're being hit very hard.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I think surely there is an opportunity there for some kind of technology marriage with entertainment, so that, you know, a certain level of performances or artistic kind of expression can continue on. And, you know, maybe we can all buy electronic tickets, like at a reduced price, that we tune in online. And
I think that's an alternative. I know a lot of artists, Ben Gibbard's doing it this week. Kevin Morby's doing another one tomorrow. They're actually just doing live streaming, not obviously charging anyone, but just trying to keep, you know, things going. But I guess you can't replace the live experience.
No.
But maybe for the time being, if artists can even just say, you know, would you pay $10 to see me play a concert in my house?
Yeah.
I would.
Yes.
So it's something to consider for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into it. What have we got at our number one review this week?
Number one is a show called Country Music. It's an 8-part documentary series. It's currently streaming on SBS On Demand. Now, this series is made by Ken Burns, who's a very famous and great documentary maker from the US. He's made shows like The Civil War, Baseball, Jazz. He's been doing it for over 30 years. And this is his latest one. And it's basically the history of country music. It's a really wonderful show. Eight episodes, as I said, and details the history of country music from the very beginnings in the 1920s up to about the 1990s. So it features really great vision of classic artists, wonderful photographs, a real rich history on the time. People like the Carter family, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline. There's interviews with Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Dolly Parton, and many more. And even if you're not really into country music, it's still a really great history lesson. And I think if you've got any feeling for music, even if that's not your genre, this is worth checking out.
Absolutely. And so where can we find that?
That's on SBS. They were screening it, but they can also, if you've missed episodes, you can watch it on SBS On Demand. So definitely worth checking out.
Awesome. All right. Number two.
Number two is an album I love that came out last week. It's called Every Bad. Now, it's by a group called Porridge Radio, which I would say is one of the worst names for a band I've heard in a while.
That is.
But I love them. Even though I don't love the name, I love the band. They're from Brighton in the UK. This is their second album, and it's called Every Bad. And there's a line in it from one of the songs that I'd just like to quote. It says, "I don't want to get bitter. I want us to get better. I want us to be kinder to ourselves and to each other," which I sort of think in these times.
That's so beautiful. Yes. There should be T-shirts with that on.
There should be, yeah. So even in the best of times, it's relevant. And in these times, I think it's definitely relevant, but it's said with such an urgency. This is really punk rock with great melody. So it's not laid back music. It's really fierce and angry, but still beautiful in its own way. And it's led by a woman called Dana Margolin, who's the singer. Her voice is a real weapon, but I really love it. It's very punk. It's very DIY. It's very urgent music, distorted power chords. You could say melodic post-punk. So it's in your face, but it's really, as I said, very melodic and it's hard.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. Number three.
Number three is a film I saw last week, and you might have seen that quite a few cinemas, Palace Cinemas, are closing for the time being. So hopefully we can still get out and see films for a little while.
Yeah.
This is a film I saw called Dark Waters, the latest film from Todd Haynes. And this is based on a true story of the DuPont Chemical Company in the US and basically their corrupt practices for years, mainly dumping pollution into the environment. And this focuses on a period in the 1990s in West Virginia where they basically started dumping their chemicals into the local water, which caused cancer and many, many diseases of the people, killed a lot of farm animals. And it comes from a thing called PFOA, which is a chemical made in the use of Teflon, which is an everyday product. But the chemical used to make it is actually basically quite deadly if you end up getting in your drinking water.
Isn't it always the way, like the amazing kind of, you know, end product to get it there, there's been something really lethal?
Oh, for sure. And there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, as I said, we use every day, but there's chemicals inside them. And especially if it's going straight into your drinking water, you're not going to get it if you're just, you know, using a Teflon frying pan. But if it's the chemicals made to use it, used to make it, are going directly in your drinking water from dumping from factories, then you're in serious trouble. So in this film, Mark Ruffalo plays a corporate lawyer who normally defends chemical companies, but he actually turns the other way and heads a class action suit against DuPont. So it's really a great story about, I guess, the little person battling the huge companies that don't really have our welfare at heart. It sounds very serious, and it is, but it's also very entertaining. So even
Dark
if it's not
Waters.
Dark Waters, yeah. Mark Ruffalo stars, and it's I think it's a very important film and still an entertaining one.
Awesome. All right, what have we got at our number four position this week?
Number four is actually in slightly similar vein to Porridge Radio. It's a band from Detroit in Michigan called Dogleg, and they've just released their debut album called Melee. And this is very similar. It's very DIY. It's very punk. It's actually recorded in the house of the lead singer, Alex Stoitziadis. So it's very much at home. It's really, really well done. It's similar to Porridge Radio.
Yeah.
It's probably even fiercer, but again...
Ooh. What are they called again? What are they?
Dogleg. Dogleg, yeah. It's a really urgent record, comes fast and furious. There's really no quiet spaces on the record. But as with Porridge Radio, there's still great melody. So it's if you like something hard, but still something you can, I guess, sing along to, then Dogleg are great. And it's really great drumming on the record, guitars. So, yeah, and it's getting really huge reviews.
Wayne, I would love to drive past you and have you blaring some of this music out of your car window and look over to see you there.
I might be thrashing along.
I was going to say, I'm sure you would be headbanging along.
Yeah, I do love it. But as I said, the thing I like of these is it has a lot of melody in the song. So even if you're not into something quite fierce and punk, these are still songs with, you know, they have great tunes. So that's why I do like them.
Wayne, as always, we love you. Thank you so much for coming in and giving us a little bit of entertainment insight, particularly in a time where we need it. And,
yeah, we do.
Look after yourself and we will talk to you next week.
Yeah, sounds good, Willie. Thanks a lot. Speak to you soon. Bye.